was looking for a lifetime with you. Yeah, but I never thought it would hurt just to hear. I do a number on myself and all that I bought. To be and you'll be the one just left me undone by my own hesitation. And for the million hours that we were, you and I'll smile and remember it all. Turn and go while your story's completed. Mine is a long way from done. Yeah, well, I'm on a champagne high. Oh, where will I be when I stop wondering why? Champagne high. Yeah, but the winter turned mean. Oh, the distance seemed right at the time it was best. To leave my, what I once thought was fine and so real. To me, while I'm still gone on the rest of my song, I'm at your. Yeah, your celebration. And for the million hours that we were, yeah, well, I'll smile and remember it all. And I'll turn and go while your story's completed. Mine is a long way from done. Oh, well, I'm on a champagne high. Oh, where will I be when I stop wondering why? Champagne high. I'll toast to the future that be lie on a champagne star. Baby, help me, you're a thing that's new. Yeah, what little I have you can borrow. I'm old, I'm blue. Oh,
Sister Hazel in the WVTF studio for Roots Down session. Now, do I have 3/5 of the band or 1/2 of the band in here? I have Drew Copeland, Ryan Newell, and Kim Block moving left to right on your radio dial here.
You have 3/5 of the original lineup, but now with the current lineup, you have
half.
Champagne High from the 2000 album Fortress. And I was that when you guys started busting genres all over the place? I mean, you guys are everywhere. Yeah. It's like an album comes out. Well, maybe it'll be on the pop charts. Maybe it'll be on the folk charts. Maybe, hey, let's do country this time.
We let other people figure out what they want to call it. We make Florida music. We make Sister Hazel music. You know, we've always been able to lean in a lot of different directions. That's how we grew up down, you know, we're from Gainesville, Florida. Where the band behind Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers come out of that Alachua County. And, you know, we were surrounded by bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Allman Brothers and some of those bands. But when we kind of came out in the 90s, there was a great Southeastern music scene. I mean, you know, the Edwin McCain's and the Collective Souls and the Hootie and the Blowfish, Dave Matthews, Matchbox 20. Just it was a lively time to come out and put your stamp on music.
You know, I'm an old guy, you mm-hmm. know, I like the classic stuff and everything, mm-hmm. but I sort of, that decade from like the, starting around 92, 93 mm-hmm. and then going up was a great decade for music.
We have so many.
I agree.
Yeah. And, well, I know a lot of those guys are our friends, but they're really good songwriters.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of really great songwriters from, the Southeast. And one of the things that we did, that I think really helped is that, you know, people are always like, how do you create a scene? One thing is you don't make it a battle of the bands. You know what I mean? You create a community of like-minded people that are all, you know, pushing in the same direction. And a lot of us are still great friends, you know, 25 years later. We still collaborate, do shows. You know, I'll text, you know, Emerson Hart from Tonic or maybe somebody like Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra and just go, dude, you're a great songwriter. I was listening to you today. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a really fun run for us to be surrounded by such talented people.
But when you started the band off, I get the impression that maybe you had ideas of being more than just a band, considering where your name comes from.
Yeah, well, a couple things. Our name comes from a black female minister named Sister Hazel Williams, and she ran a homeless shelter down in Gainesville when we were little kids. And it would pop up on the TV, you know, Sister Hazel Williams is doing this, that, or the other. And I go, Mom, that lady's helping out people she doesn't know. And she was like, yeah, it was kind of my first notion of service work. And here's the thing. She didn't care about race, religion, age, orientation, money, education, any of that stuff. If you needed a safe, warm place to get on your feet, that's what she was going to help you do. And so we were looking for a name that meant unconditional regard to everybody. And we found it. And so, eventually, she actually found us. I thought she had maybe passed away. But she had come back from Haiti and Belize and called my house and said, running missions down there. And she said, I've seen my name up on every club, pub, and coffee house in the city. I better figure out what you guys are doing. So she invited us down to Shoney's and then to her church, this big black church. And we all had to get up and say, hey, and I had to do a little speech in there. And we've been
thought you were dead.
She actually did pass away about 3 years ago at 92 or something. But we had a long, great relationship with her. And so, you know, what that meant in some ways to us was philanthropy is a part of what we need to do. It's like all of our parents raised us. All right, you got a soapbox. Now what are you going to do with it? So we have, of course, lended our band and our name to a lot of different causes over the years. But the main charity we have, it's called Lyrics for Life, and we've raised a childhood cancer foundation, and we've raised over $2 million for research, and we started a camp for kids and their families, Camp Hazelnut, where we scholarship them all in. They come down and get a weekend to be just kids, and it's really been super gratifying for us.
You're going to be heading down to Nashville for the Opry again.
Yeah.
Appearing. And what was it like the first time you walked through those doors?
It was overwhelming. I'll tell you, for me personally, my mom grew up in Nashville, and I've got pictures of me as a child at the Opry, you know, talking to George Jones and Marty Robbins and a couple of other of the greats. And so it's something that I've grown up looking at, and to be walking out on the stage to play it the very first time, honestly, it was very emotional the very first time.
I'm sure.
But every time we go now, it's different. I'm sorry, but it's special. There's something different about walking out on that stage versus any other stage that we walk on.
And just the history of that building and all the people that have graced that stage. And, you know, and then you get up in the circle
up there where all those great artists have sung, and it makes the hair on your arms, and in my case, my neck, stand up.
And your back.
His back hair stands up.
Spider senses.
So let's do it. Get back into the music and do a couple more songs. What would you like to do next?
We do fire.
What do you want to do? I don't care. What do you want to do?
Let's do fire.
Stuck on the front line, war on the inside, fighting yourself. You've been running ragged, you're jaded and jagged and broken as hell. Bought your freedom with borrowed innocence. Now you're wanting it back. You've been through the fire, and I know your time, but don't give up yet. Just keep holding on. This light just beyond your bleeding edge. Don't give up. Climb higher, but that razor wire has taught you so well. It's safer to stay down with your heart on lockdown. You're all by yourself. If you wanna live, something's gotta give. You're gonna have to let go. You've been through the fire, and I know your time, but don't give up yet. Just keep holding on. This light just beyond your bleeding edge. So don't give up yet.
Yeah, you've been through the fire. Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Can't do enough to prove it's all for you.